This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Hospitals will have to hand over more information to the state and to the public under a pair of bills being signed today by the governor. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Back in 2019, lawmakers passed a bill requiring more financial transparency from hospitals. This year, a bipartisan group sponsored two new laws that will mandate more disclosures on things like how hospital chains acquire doctors' offices, Democratic Representative Chris DeGree Kennedy.
A hospital that is based in Colorado but is owned by a corporation in another state may be charging Colorado customers more to essentially pad the profits or else subsidize hospitals in other states. And we don't have that information at all.
But while state regulators will soon get that information, the public won't see all of it since some is confidential. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets hosted the city's first NBA Finals game last night, and our team beat the Heat 104-93 in Game 1.
The first Finals game in franchise history is a rousing success. Denver's 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They take Game 1.
Game 2 is on Sunday at Ball Arena in Denver. The trail up to Hanging Lake is set to reopen today. The path was closed for 12 days due to water flows restricting the path. Reservations are required. There are plans to improve the path in order to avoid closures due to water and debris. Those improvements are set to start in the fall. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:06. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. We'll talk about Arizona limiting developments around the state. Plus, state lawmakers all around the country have introduced nearly 500 bills to restrict the rights of LGBTQ+ people this year alone.